Yeah, well, we're over halfway to qualifying for the World Final now, and after this weekend there'll only be four left. And this weekend is quite a big one with a bit of a double header, really. Northampton Friday, Ipswich Monday. So, you know, you have some problems Friday, and it's going to be a long weekend getting ready for Monday because you just can't afford to miss a meeting, really, at this stage in the season.
And you have to be at all the meetings, really. We were just talking off air about drivers that have missed out on a particular meeting due to work or family commitments, and it leaves them lagging behind in the points table.
That's right, yeah. You can, if you miss one, you suddenly lose an awful lot of points and a lot of ground. And also, on the other hand, if you have a really bad meeting and sort of have damage in the first race and don't compete anymore and go away with a zero score, it really does harm your chances. So consistency is a big, big thing.
But you will do anything to make both meetings. So if something were, if you ever had a year gone by where something bad's happened on the Friday and you've had to work right through Saturday, Sunday to get the car ready?
Yeah, last year actually, Northampton on the Friday was a very wet meeting, and in the last race I got quite a bit of damage. We actually sort of managed to limp the car home, but it meant we got home that night and there was an axle to change, a diff to change, gearing to change, and then we had to change some panels. And obviously you always want the car looking nice. We actually repainted it over the weekend as well, all everything that we replaced to get ready for Ipswich on the Monday.
It's a good Friday in Northampton, Dean. Easter Monday belongs to Foxhall. In addition to Sean and the rest of the hot rod drivers, you've got bangers and rookie rods as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a terrific meeting on Monday. I mean, bangers recently are very much on a high. We had the Gold Rush meeting a fortnight ago where we had 92 cars. Prior to that, we had the National Unlimited World Qualifier. You know, all the signs are that, again, you know, this Easter Monday we'll have a good turnout of bangers. Plus, of course, the rookie rods. You know, they're a tremendous formula. We spoke about them last year, and they're a great entry level formula into the sport. I mean, Sean himself, you know, started his racing career in rookie rods, and again, we will be subscribed probably in the region of about 38 to 40 cars. So it's going to be you know, a very busy meeting, but so long as it's dry, I think we'll see some fantastic racing on Monday.
I'm not sure we'll call it groundbreaking just yet, but you've had some significant news with regards to oval racing and a partnership with a betting conglomerate. Can you tell us about that?
We have indeed. It's tremendous news that has just been confirmed, and that's a partnership with Betfred. Basically, what this means now is that our race fans technically have a bit of a job here, in that they can really help to contribute towards the future of our sport. It's being trialled at the moment. We have had Betfred on board for 2 or 3 years, where they've offered odds on our National Hot Rod World Championships and also our Unlimited Banger World Championships. But basically what we're trialling now is the development and hopefully the future, in that a lot more of our racing will be available online for those who want to have a flutter and have some fun. And of course, as we've seen with horse racing and greyhound racing, you know, that investment can come straight back into the sport, which means we can secure stadiums. It means we can put more money into the infrastructure of our stadiums. It means our drivers can hopefully win, you know, higher prize money. And it can redistribute wealth back into the sport. Now, I've been involved with the sport, as you know, about 46 years, and I've never known anything on this scale. So it's a massive opportunity, and one that we sincerely hope everybody will sign up for. They've just got to follow a link on our website, register, maybe have an odds on bet on something if they wish, but it shows a commitment or an interest in the future of this, and hopefully in a few years time, you know, it will really make a massive impact on oval motorsport.
What do you make of the news, Sean? What's the view among the drivers?
I think it's really good news, to be honest. Anything to put the sport in a higher publicity as well. And also, like Dean said, you know, it's a good opportunity for fans to get involved, because also, they're not forgetting, they can actually make some money off this as well. So it could be, you know, you're having a day out and you come home with a sort of pocket full of cash as well. So I think it's definitely good. And anything that comes back into the sport to secure the stadiums, because it is sad as we keep seeing more and more closed and there's, you know, not many new ones open. But if we can keep the ones we've got, because it's, you know, it's definitely need to be kept.
Ahead of this Easter Monday double, how's your season been so far?
Yeah, it's been quite good so far. Made a lot of changes to the car over winter, and now it's seeming to be a lot better, a bit more on pace. We're sitting 11th in the points at the moment, so really pleased with that. Like to try and get into the top 10 of the points and definitely secure our world final position. But we've had Got a few top fives this year.
Foxhall's your home circuit. So what's the, is there an extra special feeling when you line up there?
Definitely. I absolutely love racing at Ipswich. It's just the best track we race on. The facilities are the best as well to go to for the fans. And being at my home track, I always seem to do a little bit better. It's almost a little bit more pressure, which kind of spurs you on. I get sort of friends who perhaps aren't into the racing as much, but they'll come along anyway, and you tend to know people as well, being local, and you get a little bit more support that way as well. So I really love racing at Ipswich.
Can you do your best to take me inside the car just before the race gets underway? How you're feeling?
That's the worst time, to be honest. When you're waiting to start, you've got all your crash hat on and your balaclavas, and you're really strapped in tight, a very confined space, to be honest. And it can feel a little bit claustrophobic at times, and you start checking everything, you know, have I done this? Did we do that? Is that okay? And your mind is running through everything. But as soon as the green flag goes, you completely zone out, and everything is, you know, forgotten, and you just sort of get into a complete mental zone where you just sort of have the rhythm going.
Do you sense that the crowd are there on top of you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, especially when there's more people there. Like a bank holiday, you usually have a lot more fans as well, which is really nice, and Easter Monday. And you can feel it. You know, you can definitely feel the fans there. And you can hear them as well before the start as well. So you can hear all the shouting and the cheering and the booing sometimes.
You know? You don't get any of that, do you?
But, you know, it definitely raises all the atmosphere. It is great.
What are the cars like to drive?
That's unbelievable, to be honest. The actual speed of them. Say in such a confined space, the pickup, they just accelerate like you just wouldn't believe. They're fantastic to race. I mean, even if in practice you can go around on your own, and it just sort of puts a big grin on your face, because they're quite a handful. There is a lot of power compared to the weight. So when you're in a big pack of up to 30 cars, it's, you know, it's very exciting.
And controlling them as well, controlling that power and that speed, is that you've been doing it for a few years, so it's obviously going to be easy to do than if a rookie got straight in, but is there still a sense of you could lose control?
Yeah, definitely. You're always on the edge, so, and sometimes you do. You know, you are on the edge. Everyone's always pushing for that extra little bit, so you are on the edge of out of control, to be honest. So, you know, you do have to, you can't just sort of bang the throttle down when you want to, because the back will just spin round on you and you'll end up facing the wrong way. So you do have to sort of feed it in and know when to do it at the right times. Yeah, it's difficult.
You mentioned just a couple of minutes ago how you made alterations, modifications to your car during the winter. How have the cars evolved much in the years that you've been racing?
Yeah, they do. It keeps pushing on every single year. You know, there's newer cars coming out this year as well. People are trying newer things. Everyone's always looking for the extra edge. I mean, 1/2 tenths of a second is a massive difference in our racing for a lap. So, you know, things are changing. There's nothing on that car that isn't made specially for the car. So there's nothing on that you'd find on a road car. Everything is bespoke, made especially for that racing car. So, and, you know, 1 mil turn here, 2 mil here, it does make a big difference.
It's all there, isn't it, Dean? The hard work, the speed, the passion, and it's right on our doorstep.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, with National Hot Rod Racing, and indeed all our racing formulas, in the last 12 months, I think Sean will agree with me, we've seen some massive steps in our sport. Drivers themselves have become even more professional than they were before, very much media focused. And our sport, is in a very, very good place right now. And obviously we're attracting the attention of companies such as Betfred and a whole host of other, you know, major brands are coming on board with us. So we're clearly doing something right. We're clearly getting the message out there. But the great thing about our sport, we've said it many, many times, and Sean has alluded to this, is the accessibility. Our race fans can really get involved with the sport. They've only just got to come and talk to any one of us, any of the drivers, any of the officials, and straight away they feel part of the family and they're valued. And they're very much an important part. We've spoken about this many, many times, but for our sport to really operate well, there's three people sat on the corners of the triangle, which is the promoter that provides the racing, it's the driver that actually puts on the show, and the race fan who's there to appreciate it. If you've got all three people working together like we have nowadays, you can literally move mountains, and the sport has never been in a better place.